Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lepon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lepon moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Lepon moves to third. Pretty moves to second. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lepon scores. Pretty scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Groth reaches second base with a double. There goes Wertz trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden juggles the ball. That's an error on Bearden. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bearden. Pretty moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Kell reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Groth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 2 in the game. Newhouser hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Kennedy moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lipon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pretty bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Lipon moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark throws the ball into Rosen, who relays the ball to Gordon, who tags Kell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lipon scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wirtz moves to second. Mike Garcia now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a pop-up towards the mound. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lipon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Gordon scores. Clark moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Bob Kennedy. Ray Murray pinch hits for Thurman Tucker. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.